Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Ron Washington. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Ken Gerhart. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Kiefer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Juan Castillo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Juan Neves. And now, play ball. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lacy moves to second. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock strikes out. One out. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer strikes out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. Knight hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Knight reaches second base with a double. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gerhardt. Sviam reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sviam scores. It's 5-2, Orioles. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor moves to third. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Deer moves to second. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiefer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-5, Brewers. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schroeder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gerhardt takes first base on ball 4. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sviam hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gerhardt. Sviam reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gerhardt. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Sviam scores. It's 7-5, Brewers. John Habian now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Sviam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kiefer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Knight hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schroeder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Deer strikes out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kiefer takes first base on ball 4. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schroeder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to second. Chuck Krim now pitching. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gerhart hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kiefer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Ron Washington. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Sviem hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Knight hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knight moves to third. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Orioles 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Braggs hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gerhart who is chasing the ball. Brock reaches third base with a triple. Yount goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Brewers. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Kiefer hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gerhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kiefer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svyum scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Orioles 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Svyum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Svyum is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Svyum hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-4 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dan Plesac now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ripken moves to third. Murray moves to second. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Knight hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Orioles, 8, Brewers, 8. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young strikes out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Brewers 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Williamson now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-4 in the game. Braggs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Deere hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Brewers 8. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. One out. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gerhart hits a pop-up towards third. Kiefer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kiefer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Brewers 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Floyd Rayford now catching. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Kiefer strikes out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schroeder is hit by the pitch. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-4 in the game. Castillo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Brewers 8. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Knight hits a fly ball into left field. Deere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Brewers 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Sviam strikes out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Molitor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Brewers 8. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Knudsen now pitching. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Lacey hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gerhardt hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Brewers 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-5 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Braggs moves to second. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brock bunts towards the mound. Williamson fields it and throws to first for the out. Braggs moves to third. Deer moves to second. One out. Ernie Riles pinch hits for Steve Kiefer. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is walked intentionally. B.J. Surhoff pinch hits for Bill Schroeder. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Braggs scores. Deer moves to third. Riles moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 8. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.